Welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast. I'm your host, Suze Chadwick, certified business and mindset coach, author, and speaker. Each week, we'll be talking about simple but powerful business and mindset strategies that will help you build a lean, clean, and profitable business so you can learn to get out of your own way and pay yourself more. Forget average, it's time to level up. Hey, lovely, welcome back to the podcast. Awesome to have you here. Today I have got one of my faves on the podcast. I've been wanting to get some of my amazing clients on the podcast. We had Leanne Woff a little while ago, and today we've got Janine Stanton, who's actually accidentally been on the podcast before when I asked her if we could repurpose a coaching call that we had that was just so good. And I included it in another podcast episode around defining our own success. So Janine is somebody that I have worked with for quite a few years now. She was in BBA, she's in Amplify now, she's been on retreats with me, and we always have these really amazing conversations. And those, I just love clients where I have these really deep, incredible conversations. That's not just about business, but about life and how we want to live our lives and how we build success and, you know, how we find the right clients that we want to work with and everything in between. So I'm super excited to share this episode with you. Janine has evolved her business over the last few years and changed her ideal customer, her target audience, the work that she's doing, and really found what has worked for her. And so I wanted to get her on to talk about what that evolution has looked like, because one of the things that I'm talking to a lot of people about is changing business models and changing the type of people that you're targeting and the work that you're doing. And I think that when you've been in business for a while as well, it's totally normal and natural to want to evolve it. So even for myself, I started out in events and community, etc., and then have moved, you know, to more course-based work. I've also started BVC, which is Bold Vibes Consulting, which is all about content creation. And it came out of the work that I've been doing with clients and the need to help them to create higher quality, more impactful content for their business, because that's where the market is going. And so I think that it's just natural for us to be evolving what it is that we do and thinking about where the growth in our business can be and how it really meets our needs and our family's needs or the life that we want to build as well, like how we evolve our business to really fit that evolving lifestyle too. So that's what Janine and I are talking about today, which I'm super excited about. I also wanted to let you know that I'm going to be doing a live round of BBA coming up in the next month or so, so probably at the end of April. So if you have been wanting to join BBA, and we are going back to Brand Builders Academy. We used to be Brand Builders Academy. I changed it to the Bold Business Academy, and I want to change it back. So if you have been wanting to work with me in BBA to get the structure, systems, and strategies in place so that you know how to grow your business in a very clean, lean, and organized way, then that is what we do in BBA. So make sure that you're on my email list. You can go to suzechadwick.com/subscribe. Otherwise, you can come and join BBA now and just know that we've got a live round coming up as well, where we'll be working together every single week to help you to get your business in a place that is going to be profitable and where you know how to grow it and build it to what you want it to be. But listen, without further ado, let's dive into today's episode and this awesome conversation with Janine Stanton from Lemon Crush. Janine, lovely Janine, welcome to the Brand Builders Lab podcast.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Now, you've kind of accidentally been on the podcast before. Because yes. You and I were in a coaching conversation and we were talking about what success means and how we define our own success. And it was just such a great conversation that I was like, can I use this on the podcast? And you very generously said that I could. So I should be saying welcome back to the podcast, actually.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So good. You and I have some very deep and meaningful and really thought-provoking conversations, which I always enjoy when we get the chance to do
that.
Yeah,
me too. Yeah, I love our coaching calls because I end up, it's just much bigger than what's actually going on day to day in the business. It becomes such a much bigger, more inspiring conversation. So I love that. I love our chats.
Yeah, I know. They're so good. They're so good. Awesome. So what I really wanted you to come onto the podcast and talk about today, because I know that there's a lot of business owners out there and, you know, clients that I've got as well, where we have this conversation about shifting your client base and your services. And we've been working together for quite a few years now, and it's been amazing to see your iterations in business and how you've shifted along the way to now being pretty much booked out with the type of clients that you are wanting to work with, which has also been quite a recent shift too. So we'll get to that in just a minute. But for my listeners who don't know you, do you want to just give us a little bit of background about who you are, what your business is now, and kind of how you got here?
Yeah, sure. So my business name is Lemon Crush, and I've been in business for 6 years now. What the business looks like at the moment is, oh, do you like that, at the moment? Who knows where it'll go again.
Love it.
But at the moment, I am a white label website designer and brand designer, and I work with marketing consultants and boutique marketing agencies. So if they have overflow in their business or they're looking to expand their services into web design or brand design, they come to me and I do that work behind the scenes on their behalf and under their brand. So they continue to manage the client relationship, and I work on creating beautiful websites and brands behind the scenes. So that's where the business stands at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And I used to work with people just like you, and I had the brand agency back in corporate, where we'd do the whole strategy for the client. We'd decide what it is that they needed, and then we'd like get somebody like you to come and deliver that particular work to them. So I totally get that model. I think it's a great model for anybody who's doing strategy for their clients and who's doing, you know, whether it's marketing, et cetera, agency work, to have somebody like you in the background. But obviously that's not where it all started. So how did you get into this?
Well, the business started because I needed a lot of flexibility around family commitments. With a special needs child, I needed to be around. I couldn't be continuing to work outside of the home and 9 to 5, but I absolutely love work. So I wanted to do something, and I thought, well, I'm just going to put myself out there and see what happens. So basically offered everything from marketing to websites to graphic design to, I was even doing social media scheduling for people at one point, just whatever anyone would hire me for, basically. So I advertised locally to start with and built up a good client base that way. So the first couple of years of business was really anything that anyone would pay me for.
What were you doing before you started your business?
I worked in not-for-profit. So we did fundraising and marketing for charities. So I did that for 10 years. So within that, I did a lot of graphic design, websites, marketing and fundraising appeals and things like that. And then before that, I was in more general marketing roles. So my background is in marketing. And I taught myself web design at a job. I was working for Gainsborough selling doorknobs, basically marketing doorknobs. And they didn't have a website. This is in 2002 or something. And I taught myself Dreamweaver at the time, and I just ended up loving it. So it kind of stuck. That was the first website I did, and that kind of stuck through all the roles I've done since. So, so basically took all of those skills and started Lemon Crush and thought, please someone pay me to do something, anything, and see how it goes. So that was the first iteration of the business, was please pay me to do anything. Was how it started. Yeah.
And then how and when did you narrow your niche?
Okay, so probably the second phase of that was loving the website side of things, and that was seemed to be who I was attracting the most, was small businesses that needed a website that didn't know where to start. And I became sort of the go-to for startup websites, basically. So that ended up being what I was doing for quite a while. And then I was in a group, the Digital Picnic group, because I'd done some training through them, and someone had posted in there that they needed someone to do a landing page. And so I contacted her and got on the phone with her, and she said, oh, would you do it on a white label basis? And I was like, I had no idea what that term meant. I didn't know what she meant. And so I said, oh, let me look into it. And I went, and here I'm Googling quickly, like, what is white label? And then to me, it sounded like, oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Let's just see how that works. And, so that was 5 years ago. So it was really early on in the business. And I have worked with her ever since. So it started off doing, you know, a landing page and then a website. And then she found out I did graphic design. So she was like, could you do the branding? And so it ended up turning into a partnership with her. And we still work every day together. And that was my sort of introduction to what white label was, but she was my only sort of white label client at that point. And then because I had been doing so many different things and not making any money, like I think that was the, you know, when I started working with you, it was like, I'm getting clients in the door, but there's something eating at me. Something felt really cluttered in the business. My head felt cluttered. I felt like it was a little chaotic, and that can sometimes be my personality as well. But it was
Don't we all?
Yeah. There was just so many different client types, so many different pricing. I was doing different pricing for clients depending on who they were. It was all just a bit, there was no real structure. So the next phase was when I started working with you and really, you know, having a look at the business and in a more structured, strategic way rather than the sort of organic evolution that it had been up until that point. And then I started taking things out, getting a little bit more clear on who I wanted to work with, charging consistently and charging a little bit more. And that worked really well. That felt really good. And then meantime, in the background, I've still got the white label partnership going on in the background. And then another one came on. So she found me through word of mouth. So then I had two white label going on here and then all the small business websites going on the other side. And it still felt quite chaotic, but I wasn't sure why. And I tried lots of different things, you know, trying social media and to promote the business, and then, you know, thinking, should I do a course and should I do this? And there was something in my gut while I was going through that process that stopped me, that was like, oh, no, there's something niggling at me that this isn't the right thing, even though, you know, there's a lot of what should be doing and looking at what other people are doing, and oh, that's working for them, so that could work for me. And, you know, just trying lots of different things. And it really wasn't until I started working on my messaging and really looking at that. And I ended up, it became quite clear through that process that I had two very distinct audiences, which in my head, they were sort of all mixed up into one. It seems really obvious now that there were two distinct audiences in there, but it became quite clear. And then when I was working on the messaging for the small businesses, it felt like a slog. Like it really felt like, oh, you know, what makes me different? Oh God, I don't know. Like, you know, I can say all the right things and, you know, really good at it, but it wasn't lighting me up, which I know is such a cliche to say that, but it genuinely, that is what it was. If I'd had to spend a day doing the client facing work, then I would feel quite exhausted, where the white label partnerships and working with the same people on a long-term basis and seeing results, and I quite like working behind the scenes, that made me feel really excited. And then thinking, oh, and then the nugget, you know, was there. And like, could I just do that? Could I just do that? Would that work? How would that look? And then that's when all the conversations started on, could I do this? And that's where it's really important to have people that you trust to talk about, because when you're in your business on your own, that stuff stays messed up in your head. It stays in a big jumble. But if you've got people to run that by, like you and Hayley and the people that I trusted at that time, to sense check what I'm feeling and is this a good business decision? Or, and then I think how I knew it was right was it felt so obvious. Yeah. It felt like, like of course that would work, and of course that would make sense. So that's sort of how it progressed to that point.
Yeah, I want to just touch on a couple of things. Is that I remember the conversation where you were kind of like, I don't know that I want to work directly with small businesses anymore. Like, I really enjoy having somebody else do the client facing work, and then I can just deliver what I deliver. We kind of speak the same language. They're managing any of the issues at the front end, and then I kind of just get to do what I get to do. And I think that sometimes we feel like, but I've been doing something for a while, or this is, you know, where I started. And so I feel bad letting that go, or, you know, it's what I've been doing, so I'm used to it. So can I shift over here? And I just love the fact that you follow, it's kind of following the breadcrumbs. It's kind of going back and saying, but this is actually what I really love to do. And I think that not enough times business owners check in with that. It's like, I could be doing all of this. We talked about you creating an online course for people to learn how to do their own websites. But then we also talked about the fact that people don't want to do their websites, which is why they hire somebody like you. So that's also then going to be a different audience, where it's like people who are happy to DIY, then you'll be doing websites for people who don't want to DIY, then you're doing white label. And it just almost was more chaotic if you were going to go down that path. Whereas when you listened to yourself and what it is you really enjoyed doing, what was stress-free, you know, where you wanted to take things, it just felt so obvious.
Yes, and it almost felt too obvious, you know. But now I know, when I think back to all the big decisions in my life that have been good ones, it's felt the same. It's felt clear, crystal clear and obvious and right. Like, oh, why didn't I think of that before? So I kind of feel like now I know that that's the sign that it's probably a really good decision.
And do you know why sometimes it doesn't feel obvious? Is because, and you said this earlier, it's like, well, other people are doing this and maybe I should be doing that. And it's the shoulding, where it's like, oh, well, maybe I should follow other people's paths or what other people are doing, because that looks like what I'm maybe supposed to be doing. Whereas when you come back to, what do I love and what do I want to do and what am I good at and what feels easier for me instead of looking at what everybody else is doing, that's kind of led you on the right path to being where you are now, which is amazing. And I think we need to maybe do that more often.
Well, definitely. And I think it comes back to the conversation that we had the last time about what success is. And for me, for what I'm doing might not look like success for somebody else, and what they're doing, you know, it looks successful from a Instagram comparison way, but actually I would hate to be on all the time and, you know, out there and, you know, like that kind of really visible way of working doesn't suit my personality. So for me, I get to do what I love with people that I love to work with in my own way, and I'm happier than I've ever been in my business. You know, I'm literally getting up every morning excited to get to my desk, and I haven't felt like that since probably the really early days of the business. So it's worked out so well. And it really was just giving myself space the last, 18 months, probably 2 years, giving myself space every week to actually sit down and think about the business and think, what do I want? It would have been really easy for me to not invest that time and to just keep going how I was going. You know, and maybe, you know, I could have kept doing that and it would have been fine, but I probably would be completely burnt out now, or I might have gotten a real job, you know.
No. Yeah.
So I think it was really having that niggling feeling of need to do it differently and actually acting on that and giving myself the time and space and investing, working that out as well, I think was key.
I think that not enough people value, and I mean, you know, all my clients know I bang on about this, like investing that time, your CEO days or your thinking time, that strategic thinking time of, so what do we want to do? How is this going to work? What do we want to evolve this into? What decisions do we have to make? Those sorts of things. Like, what does success look like to me? And how do I make sure that I'm looking internally and not externally for that validation or for that next thing that, you know, I need to be thinking about as well. So even for you, you know, we were talking about this not that long ago, was getting clients in what it is you're doing and creating the Insta site, because you don't really want to be posting on socials, but you realize that that's obviously a place where people might go and find you. And what are the right sales strategies for you? And so, you know, even for other people that are listening, I think it's kind of coming back to the, well, everybody else is doing it, so should I do it that way? And I think that there's always a way that is going to work for you, and it may not be what other people are doing. And I think just asking those questions as well, because that's also then giving you freedom to not be posting all the time and not be doing things that suck your energy rather than help you get the right clients that you're wanting to get as well.
Yeah. So, you know, the marketing that I'm doing now isn't what I would have said. Well, if you'd asked me 2 years ago, well, that's not proper marketing, you know, that's not enough. But actually, because it is what I enjoy doing, it's one-on-one conversations, it's meeting people, that side of things rather than, you know, sort of broadcast type things and posting every day. And that is working so well, and it fits comfortably with myself and who I am. That it's working. So I totally agree with you. I think, you know, there's lots of ways to, how many ways to skin a cat? Or
no cats were heard in the recording of this podcast. But you kind of went from small business owners to agencies working with agencies, and then not working with small business owners directly anymore. And then even from agencies, you've now evolved that as well. And so where did that shift come from? why did you make the change to potentially look at, you know, or include a new client base in the white labeling that you're doing?
So when I started, you know, fully into the white label, I had marketing agencies as my main target market. And once I started going through that process and talking to them, I was getting a lot of marketing consultants, so people who were on their own in their business like me and not necessarily wanting to hire more people to grow, but still wanted to grow and scale, which they should be able to do. And so I was able to help them grow and scale their businesses without hiring and taking that risk of hiring. And you become genuinely like colleagues in their business, partners in their business, and seeing massive impact, massive results for those businesses. And so that was making me all excited and inspired and, oh, yeah, we get to do this together. And so, again, it was a feeling. I was enjoying that process of working with sort of solo business owners again that were trying to grow and becoming real partners in that business long term. Agencies I still like working with because they get great jobs, you know, with great clients, different industries. But really with agencies, it's really helping them in times of overflow. So it's sort of stepping in and out of the business rather than a real partnership model. And I think it's the partnership side of things that really appeals to me more so than the kind of ducking in and out with the agencies. So now I'm thinking, well, I might focus purely on the marketing consultants and grow that way. So again it's evolved depending on that feel, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I know you know, for people that have been in business for a while now, I think that it's natural to want to evolve and want to take a look at what the business is going to do next. And so through the iterations that you've been through, is there anything in particular that you look at and you go, you know, something like, these are the questions that I ask myself, or these are the things that I thought of that really helped me make better decisions as well when it came to shifting my business model? Like, was there anything that you needed to do personally to change the way that you were showing up or that you were working? I've got another question. I'm not going to load you with a whole lot of questions, but there's like another question after that that I want to ask you. But yeah, what has been your thinking throughout that?
Like, the hardest thing to get over was saying no to jobs. So when I still get, you know, requests to do websites for small businesses because, you know, I was doing it for so long and people refer to me. And I think the hardest thing is not saying yes to everything. So this, you know, for a long time in my business, there was a mentality of, if someone's going to pay me to do it, I should do it. Don't turn down money. Where now I feel much more confident thinking, this isn't my ideal client. This isn't moving my business forward. Me saying yes to that means I'll probably have to say no to who I really want to work with. So becoming confident enough to, in my decision about the business, to say no. And it's not, what I've realized, it's not letting people down. It's, I mean, I'm giving another website designer an opportunity to take that job on who really wants to work with that business. So it's really been a mindset shift around no and saying no. And how I feel after I say no is not what I would have expected. I thought I would feel disappointed, but actually I feel completely empowered when I make that decision, which sounds cheesy, but I do. I feel like, good. Well, yes, because it's fitting within my boundaries and my sense of how I want this to look and how I want my day-to-day to look. And how would I feel if I took on that job? Well, I'd probably feel pretty depleted and maybe a bit resentful. And do you want that? That's not ideal for a client relationship. So I think that was probably the hugest thing, was saying no to opportunities. Yeah.
I love that, because there's definitely a sense of self-confidence that comes through with that, like knowing yourself, knowing what you want to do, kind of being really clear on the direction that you're taking your business. It is a very CEO strategic mindset to have as well. Like, I think that, you know, when you're thinking about saying no, it is kind of saying, I am going to make this decision as the CEO of my business and claim the direction that I want to go in. And so in order for me to do that, I have to be strong and say no to this, instead of being the yes person that just takes whatever comes as well. And so the follow-on question that I had to that is, was there a time during the transitions of changing, you know, your target audience or the clients that you were working with and the work that you were doing, where you had a bit of a revenue drop whilst you were kind of working to get this new side of the business up to where you wanted to go? Like, how did you manage the financials of saying no and building something new?
Yes, there was definitely times. It was definitely more unpredictable in terms of what I would get in. So it was probably fairly predictable what I was bringing in. And then in those times of change, it would drop. I've been really lucky that I've had consistent jobs through it, so I was never in, you know, real trouble. But there was definitely times where it was almost like a panic of, I should just go back and take, you know, go back to the other jobs and take them for now, you know, just do it for now. But then also the thinking, well, if I do that for now, this is never going to happen, you know. So I work quite well under pressure. So it probably was more motivating to see a drop to then really go full into marketing for the new iteration of the business. So I think that's one good thing about my personality, is I see a little bit of a drop and I go into full panic, hyper-focus mode, like let's market the, you know, the hell out of this and get on. But I mean, I think it would be unusual, I would say, if there wasn't a risk involved, a financial risk. So I guess it is managing that, but it's certainly, you know, never been more than a couple of months, and then you start to see the fruits of what you're doing, you know, in terms of marketing and the results of that panic, you know.
Yeah. And do you feel like your marketing, like the way in which you're marketing and the you know, the rate at which you're marketing, has that changed? Like, what's been the shift in your marketing strategy? I mean, somebody who's come from a marketing background, what has been that shift where you kind of change from being more small business focused to now more marketing consultant and agency focused?
It's much more strategic. So I'm definitely planning my marketing out well in advance. I know what I'm doing every week in terms of marketing. I've got, you know, it's set out, you know, I mean, you knew before, it was pretty much ad hoc. You know, there wasn't a lot of planning in advance, whereas now I'm very much like, no, this needs to be priority one, really. And I'm making it the first priority. And because it's marketing that I'm enjoying doing, I don't mind that. I'm not putting it off. I'm not procrastinating it. I'm enjoying the conversations that I'm having. So it's like all the puzzle pieces have fallen into place around that. And it feels more natural. It definitely feels more natural, the marketing as well. It doesn't feel like a slog, like something that's on my list that I have to do that makes me feel icky or tired just thinking about it. It's very much the opposite of, right, oh great, who am I talking to this week, or what am I doing this week about it, and what am I, you know, what am I creating this week for this? And so it feels more natural as well. Yeah,
so good. I love that. I think one of the things that people do struggle with, kind of going a little bit back to what we were talking about before, is the building of the new business and letting go of the old in order to build the new. And I think that just thinking about, you know, what marketing you might need to do now to start building that new part of the business is so important. Like, I think making time in your business and in the marketing that you're doing to be able to start talking to the clients that you want to be attracting, and then also ensuring that you're starting to get them on board so that you're building that revenue. But there is going to be a time where you're going to have to let go of the stuff that you're doing now, not fully, but to a point, in order to give yourself time for the new things as well. And I think the more that I speak to clients who are wanting to shift their business model, that's one of the biggest things that we come up against is, well, I've got all of this work and I'm making the money, and, you know, I do really want to build this other part of the business, and I really want to, like, that's what I want to grow for the future, but it's hard to let go of what's there now. And I think that that has been, you know, one of the biggest things, that if you are looking to shift your business model, or you're looking to shift your audience and what you're doing, you've got to make time for the new business. Otherwise, the new business is never going to happen, or the new marketing that you need to do, or the new clients you need to be working with. Like, there's got to be something that gives with what you're doing now in order to build what's new and what's coming. And I mean, even within my business, as we've moving our tech and things like that, sometimes you've got to be okay with, like, earning less in times of change. And obviously not to the point where you're, you know, it's detrimental, but there's going to be times when revenue's great and it's flowing in and, you know, you've got clients coming in and things are working amazingly, but sometimes you've got to break the business. And you know, I love my glow stick analogy. Sometimes you got to break the glow stick in order for it to glow brighter. And sometimes you got to break the business and do things that you're not used to doing in order to grow the business in the way that you want as well. And so getting comfortable with being uncomfortable in that shift, I think, is another skill that you've got to cultivate in order to shift, change, and grow the way that you want.
No, I couldn't agree more, and that's definitely how I felt. And from a practical side of things, I made the decision to say no to new clients but maintained existing clients. So if an existing client came back to me, you know, for something, I would say yes to that but no to new opportunities. So it felt less like an absolute cut, you know, or an absolute no to everyone. It's really, you know, making choices of what you are going to continue and what you're not during that transition period. It wasn't just say no to everything and only do this. It's, you know, making those choices as well. Make it comfortable. Yeah.
So good. I love it. So good. Awesome. Janine, is there anything else you want to share when it comes to the shift and the change of moving your business model? Any other lessons that you've learned?
Yeah, I think the other thing would be that this stuff doesn't happen on your own in your own head. I think it's really important to have people to bounce things off and sounding boards and advice. You know, I wouldn't have gotten to this point or made these decisions without having other people. I think it's really important as business owners, and particularly solo business owners, that we do have good networks around us and people that we can trust to talk to about these big decisions, because it's too huge, I think, to do this stuff on your own. It's way too huge to do it on your own. So I'm so grateful for everybody that's helped me in my journey, and I love helping other people as well. And you're one of those people, Suze, that's helped, you know, so much during this process. And so I think that would be the biggest thing as well, is having a good support system. As well. Yeah.
So good. And so for those who are listening, so who exactly do you work with now?
I work with marketing consultants in service-based businesses, and I help them with website design, branding design, and graphic design behind the scenes. if they want to outsource those client projects, they come to me.
I love it. I love it. And where can they get in contact with you for those that are walking the dog or driving in their car?
My website is lemoncrush.com.au, and you can find me under Lemon Crush Design on Instagram as well. If anyone wants to DM me, I am on there.
Amazing. So good. We'll have all of Janine's links in the show notes, as well as the previous conversation that we talked about in regards to making success your own and what does success look like to you. Was such a good conversation. So Janine, thanks so much for coming on and sharing your journey. It's been such a pleasure to be part of your journey as well and see all the iterations that you've been through, and for you to get to a place now that is so successful and you're so happy and it's just working in a way that really works for you and your family and what you need personally as well. I think, you know, we talk about what success means to us, and it's, you know, we love earning money. We love talking about money, but it's not always about, you know, the massive launches and the 100K months. It's about, does your business pay you well and help you to live the life and support your family or support the lifestyle that you want to have? That's what success really is. So yeah, I love that that is what your business is doing for you now.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Suze.